is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you. Yeah.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, medium Shelley Saunders could see, hear and speak to spirit at a young age and is honored to serve spirit today, utilizing her gift to deliver messages from the other side. She teaches in person and online classes and is an expert in spirit communication. Call in now for your reading, 646-595-4274. 646-595-4274. Please welcome Shelley Saunders back to News for the Soul.
Do we have you on the board, Shelley?
Hi, Nicole. How are you? I'm glad to be back. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Medium Shelley Sanders Show. I am so excited to be here today because we have a special guest. So our special guest, not only is he an evidential medium, but he also has a connection with Archangel Michael, and we're in soul contract. And so we're going to get all into that. But before we do, I just want to go ahead and announce him. So his name is Mike Pozorski, and his greatest passion and fulfillment is serving spirit. He is dedicated to spirit through his integrity and authenticity as he connects and brings forward your loved one with clear, precise, and undeniable evidence. His mission is to share remarkable evidential mediumship readings to validate that your loved ones who have passed are still with you. From bringing through specific memories, names, and experiences, Mike shows you that your loved ones are still very much by your side. His compassionate and loving nature makes you feel at ease during the session. So everyone, let's welcome Mike to the call. Hi, Mike, are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to share some of my stories and talk more about mediumship today.
Fantastic. So before we jump into that, for our listeners who may not know you, share a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm a medium. I also do psychic work. And I've been doing this work now for the past 10, 11 years or so. I had experiences with spirit since I was a child, didn't really know what was really going on earlier on in my life. And then I became more aware of this gift at about 18, 19 years old. And once I learned more about it, I started using it, and I saw how much it helps people and how much of an impact it had on people's lives. And it changed me, and it changes people when they have these type of experiences. So I kind of just kept on track with that, and I kept learning, and I kept sharing. So here I am today, still doing it.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So I'm curious about your family. Are they open to your abilities as a psychic and a medium?
Yes. So I've been very fortunate in that area with this work. My family's always been supportive, always been open. My mom, she's had experiences as well with seeing spirit, and I could kind of confide in with her when I was younger and share the experiences I was having, and she understood it completely because she has had similar experiences herself. And then my sister, I have a younger sister and my dad, and they've always been supportive with it. My dad comes to most of my events. And he enjoys it. He likes coming to watch me demonstrate and do the readings. So I've been very lucky in that arena with things.
Oh, wow. I would say so. And to have your dad there, that's pretty amazing. You know, we do have we have psychics and mediums that listen, and not all of us are as fortunate to have the experience that you have, because not all families are open to that. So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe if someone is going through that, like, what advice would you have for them? Like, maybe they're a little bit shy. Spirit's giving mm-hmm. them a tap on the shoulder to get out there, but they don't quite feel the support. What advice would you give someone?
I would say the best thing that you can do is to find people in your area and just connect with others who are doing similar work. And try to have the perspective of just simply understanding that even if it comes to your family or your friends, they may not understand because they're not having those experiences. So it's difficult if people don't have the experiences. So I would say that love your family anyways and show them compassion, even if perhaps they're not totally on board with what you want to do or what you're called to do anyways. And then just look elsewhere. Don't look to your friends and family if they're not listening to you, if they're not supportive. Look for people that do have had those experiences and do know what they're talking about, because they'll give you a hand and help you through those kind of learning phases.
That's really good advice. We also have some people that's a little on the newer side, and when we use terms like psychic or mediumship, that might be a little confusing. So can you explain the difference between the two?
Sure. So psychic is more focused on the person. So like a person living here in a physical. So when we do psychic readings, we're focusing on their energy, their life in general, whether it be family, friends, their career, work situation, anything and everything to do with their life here. So a psychic can really help someone in many areas of their life and give them direction and guidance from the spirit guides from the other side, also just from tuning in with their soul and helping them and guiding them along their path to awaken or to do what they came here to do, or whatever area they have questions in with their life or where they feel lost. And then mediumship is not focused on the soul here in the physical, but focused on the soul that's crossed over. So the spirit world and connecting and tuning in with that vibration, that frequency with someone who's crossed over. So psychic is about really this world, I think, and then mediumship's about the next world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know what, mediumship works a little differently for every medium. So I'm curious, how does it work for you?
So for me, when I first started, I would see and hear and feel, and I would just know things. And it would all kind of happen simultaneously in some sense. It happens very quickly. So for me, I see spirit in my mind's eye. I will just know things, and I'll also feel. Sometimes it's if I'm connecting with someone who has passed from a heart attack, I will feel like a pressure on my chest. I'll also hear spirit. I'll hear them speak to me. So seeing, hearing, feeling, and knowing is kind of how it happens to me when I'm kind of connecting in.
So I definitely get that too. So that would be, so for anyone that's listening, we would actually call that our clairs. So like I also have similar experiences. If someone has an issue with the heart, I'll feel pressure on my heart and then or pressure on my chest. And then once I say it, then that pressure releases. So sometimes with mediums, they get a little scared, especially in the beginning, because they think like, oh no, I don't want to feel pressure, or they may not want to feel what it feels like or how spirit has those experiences, because sometimes when we're empaths, we really have to be all the way in our body in order to feel things. So what would you say to people that kind of like to hang in the upper chakras and don't really feel safe being all the way in their body? What would you say to someone like that?
So as far as like feeling or sensing things from spirit, you're saying?
Exactly. Because it also helps with intuition too, because let's say maybe if someone is not being a medium, but maybe they just need to tune in on an intuitive level just to get some information from their spirit team, just for guidance. it's also important that we're all aware in our body to really feel and sense what's going on. And so, you know, what would you say to like an empath that just don't really want to be in their body?
Well, I think for people who are doing readings and opening up to the spirit world or are afraid of that or whatever, there's really nothing to be afraid of at all. I think that's normal as we kind of go on this path, that there is some fear or there is some resistance to that because it's kind of the unknown in some sense. Like, you know, we don't really know until we fully experience it in some ways, I guess you could say. I know for me, when I first started doing readings, I was terrified. I wasn't like eager to go to these classes. There was like a strong interest. Like I was definitely like, yeah, I want to, I'm really interested, but there was also kind of like a fear of like, oh, what's going to happen? And like, you know, is this good? Like, am I going to be okay? You know, those sort of things, which I think is completely normal. But when you really open up and you surrender and you have those experiences, you learn really quick that there's absolutely nothing to fear. There's nothing to be worried about in that sense. So I think just exposing yourself to that, you kind of have to show yourself then in that way that there's nothing to be afraid of. And you learn that really quickly, at least from my experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely agree with that because I remember taking classes in the beginning. I really enjoyed the classes. And one of my mentors, she would say, Shelly, your face, you look like you're in pain. No one is going to enjoy the readings with you if you look like you're in pain. Because we were doing a platform mediumship, which meant we were getting up in front of a group and we were doing readings. And I was concentrating so hard that my face would just, like, squinch up. And I would just – and so once I started relaxing with it and just letting go and, like, laughing and being playful like that, I found that the energy actually moved better. And that the readings came through stronger. I'm just curious about like your experiences, like when they kind of took off for you, like what was that moment for you?
I would say it's an ongoing process in a lot of ways. I started doing readings when I was 18. I started with psychic readings and I love that. I honestly couldn't believe that it was possible. Growing up, I never knew. I had experiences with spirit, but I didn't really know what it was. And my parents weren't very educated on those matters either. So they really couldn't explain it either. But I started with the psychic and I started learning about it and doing it. And then I moved into the mediumship and I kind of just kept going with it. And I would do it for kind of like my friends. I would do readings for my friends, actually, which was pretty cool. Some of them were open to it, and I'd read for them. And then at some point, my mom, too, she started helping out with it as well. And she actually does, like, Reiki healing, shamanic healing. She does a lot of energetic healings for people, and she has her own place in Wisconsin and does that. But she had opened up a place, and we would have people come, like, once or twice a month. And I would give out free readings and sometimes we'd do donations and things like that. And that was when I was in my early 20s. And then it kind of evolved into, okay, I know what I'm doing. I understand how communication works now. I get it. And then I started charging. And around that point, I was still going to college. I was in university, but I knew pretty much the whole time when I was going to school that this isn't it, and that the spiritual work, my personal development, my spirituality, and this mediumship stuff was like, that was it, and I knew that. I ended up leaving school and kind of pursuing this more, and then I eventually got a website going, and then I kind of announced it to the public, and it was a kind of a slow progression that way. And that's been for the last 10 years. So yeah, it's ongoing. It's progression. I'm still learning and deepening my connection with my gifts. And I think we all are with mediumship. I think there's no limit to it. I think we can continuously get better if we're willing and if we want to.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree. And I love that you said that you continuously learn, because that's really important. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes people think, I'll take one class, two class, done. Let's put up the website. I'm now a medium. I'm taking
Oh, no. That isn't going to work. Yeah, and it's one of those things that I've learned, too. I've had to learn patience. I've had to learn humility. I've had to learn that anything that's very valuable and that provides value to people is going to take time. And we can't rush that process. We can't force it. So mm-hmm. I think during that process, you get in touch with yourself and you start to awaken spiritually. And I think that's the whole purpose of it too, is not only the mediumship, but our soul and our spirituality and living a good life with, you know, in that sort of sense, in a spiritual manner. And I think through that as well, with the spirituality, that our gifts then unfold more and more as well. So that it just takes time in some sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? I really like that you said that, because we're at such a time where everything is moving so quickly that we want things instantly. And so I thought that that's really important that you really shared that. So, you know, since you're mentioning the soul, I kind of want to start to move towards that direction so that we can start getting into Archangel Michael, because absolutely love him. But before we get there, I just have one more question is, so is there a purpose or life calling that we all have? And then how do we come to know what it is?
Yeah, so we all have something to do in this world. Unless you're going to become like a monk or Buddhist, which perhaps that is your calling and you can do that and that's what you're meant to do. But for the rest of us, like we have something to pursue, something to do. And I think over your life, I think we have to go through certain experiences, and some people come to find out what that is in earlier parts of our life. Sometimes it comes in later parts of our life. It doesn't really matter. I think what matters is that when you get that call, or when you become aware of this is what I'm meant to do, this is why I'm here, that you say yes to that and you take that journey and take that one step at a time. So I 100% know that we are here for a reason. I think the other side of that is the spiritual awakening aspect of ourselves, of realizing that we're more than just the person, that we're so much more, and coming into that as well. So I think it's both. It's like the doing of things in the world, like me as a medium or a psychic. It could be for somebody else. It could be a business person. It could be a doctor. It could be whatever it is, whatever your soul came here to do. And I think the other side of that then is like awakening to a deeper aspect of you. And then I think those two kind of come together at some point and we evolve that way, if that makes sense. That's what I've kind of came to understand.
Yeah, perfectly. And, you know, what I'm also finding too, Mike, is that sometimes we think like the one thing is it, and then spirit will keep revealing and unfolding other aspects. Like, okay, so now it's time for you to do this. So it's important that we don't also put ourselves into a box. So when it's like time for us to level up and help other people, we're able to do it. So I think that is a great point that you brought up. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I would love to know about your experience with Archangel Michael and him showing you your soul contract. Like, how did that come to be?
Oh, man. I'll never forget this experience. I love talking about it. I love talking about it with my wife, too. It's just like going over that experience and just talking. It's just amazing. But so I'm 29 right now. So when I had this experience, I was 22. So 7 years ago already. And I was kind of already on my path of mediumship. I wasn't fully committed to it. I was going to school. I was very distracted. I was going out partying a lot and doing things that were fine to do, but weren't of priority. If you know what I mean, my spirituality, my mediumship should have been my priority at the time, but and I knew that, but I wasn't getting it fully. It wasn't like clicked in with me yet. And then I had an experience one night. I had woken up in the middle of the night, and I was fully awake, fully conscious, and I remember rolling over on my side. And as I did that, I looked down at the ground in my bedroom, and I saw these feet, and I saw these kind of like Roman sandal, like almost like Roman Empire sandal things almost that were strapped around his feet and then up on his calves. And then I kept slowly looking up, and I saw like this kilt, and I saw this like armor, like chest plate thing, and this being was like, I don't know, 8 or 9 feet tall. It was nearly as tall as the ceiling. And the energy and the kind of his presence, and I say him because it was very masculine. I didn't feel like feminine. I felt more masculine energy kind of pouring out of him. But he was looking at me, and I knew exactly who it was. I just knew who he was. And I'm like, oh, that's Archangel Michael. And it was this feeling of, like a best friend. Like it was like, I know you. Oh yeah, I remember you. And he was just showing me and allowing me to feel this unconditional love. And my whole bedroom was like filled with it. And my whole being was filled with it. And I was just in awe. I didn't even know what to say or what to do. It was kind of like, you're having this experience, just soak it all in. You don't have to say anything. Just be as you are. That's kind of how I felt. And I just rolled back over, and I fell back asleep, and I woke up, and I was like, what just happened? And when I saw him, it was like full color, like I'm looking at a person. It wasn't like a dream or like I was imagining it or something. It was like full kind of manifestation, if you will. And it just absolutely blew my mind. And I know who it was when it had happened. And there was no fear. There was no worry. There was just nothing. It was just pure bliss, pure unconditional love. And fast forward like a couple of days later, I was asleep again. And then I was in this state. I wasn't fully awake like I was when I saw him, but I was awake in some sense, and I was looking at this script, and it was my life. And I believe it was Archangel Michael. I can't tell you for sure if it was him or not. I don't know, but it was a very, again, kind of this like authoritative, like masculine presence that spoke to me and read me my entire life from start to finish in a flash. And one of the things that stuck out to me was mediumship. And it was about traveling the world. It was about sharing this gift and about being a bridge between both worlds. And I recall seeing some of those things, but it's almost as like the rest of it was like erased from my memory. Like I don't remember, but when I was having the experience, it's like, oh yeah, I know what this is. And it was almost like a reminder of, hey, you have work to do. Like you're here for a reason, you know, that sort of thing. And I knew what it was, but like, I didn't know what near death experiences were. I never had a near death experience, but this seemed like a near death experience to me, but I didn't die. And later on, I would look into these sort of things, and people who had near death experiences had similar experiences, like was with a guide or being and saw their life script and saw all these things. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, that happened to me. Like, that's incredible. So I think why I had that experience is it helped me so much to stay on track and to not give up. Some people may need that. Some people may not. I don't know. I think I needed that in some sense just to keep me grounded or to keep me kind of moving forward. Because anyone who does this work, at some point you're going to want to give up. You just will. It's not easy. Once you learn more about yourself and your emotions and spirituality, it gets easier in some sense. But I think that having that experience, and for me personally, I would always come back to that and I'd be like, wait a minute. This happened. I saw this. I know this is it. So I kind of just kept going, and it helped me through a lot of my progression. And like I said, I don't know if everyone needs that. I was blessed to have that experience to show me firsthand that, you know, keep going, don't give up. You're capable of this. So that was the experience. And then a couple of years after that experience, I met this girl and we started dating and we were spending a lot of time with each other, which we're now married to. I was spending the night at her house and she had woken up in the middle of the night, was freaking out and saw this being standing in the bedroom. And she said, well, she wasn't freaking out initially. She said initially she felt like there was like a blanket of love like covering her. And she said, oh, he's just with Mike again. Like she knew like this being was with me or something. And then she felt as if the being told her to go back to sleep. Okay, it's time to go back to sleep or whatever. And then she had woken up and an hour later and woke me up and was saying what she saw. And she was kind of rattled a little bit. And I'm like, well, what did you see? And she explained it to me. And I said, oh, that's Archangel Michael. It's a guide of mine. And my wife, Danielle, she's very open to this too. I had given her a reading when we first met, and that kind of confirmed it for her. I read her, and which was a really good reading. I'm very happy it went well. But the next day I showed her a statue of Archangel Michael, and she broke down crying and was like, that's exactly what I saw. So those are the experiences I've had.
Wow, those are some beautiful experiences. I love those. And you know what?
Yeah.
I agree with you. Like when they come through, it's full of love. Like I've felt Michael's presence, and yeah, it's pretty amazing. And what really stood out to me is when you said like a bridge between both worlds, because I got that same message years ago, and I was always like, well, how do I bridge both worlds? And so I love that you actually said that, because that was a nice confirmation for me, like, okay, see, Shelly, you're not the only one, because he just said it. So
yeah,
absolutely love that. And yeah, I've had similar experiences where I've woken up and I've seen a being standing in the room except for ice cream, because saw it in color. It looked like it was human. I was like, oh, okay, that was a guy.
Yeah.
He's not human. So it was fine. So, yeah, I absolutely love that. And what I would like to do now, are you open to maybe answering some questions or doing some psychic and some mediumship readings for our listeners?
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and open up the phone line. So if you're listening, you want to talk to Mike, you want a psychic or a mediumship reading from us, the number is 646-595-4274. And again, it's 646-595-4274. So let's see who's ready to jump in and talk to us.
Okay,
great. Let's do it. 415, you're up first. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Ann from Colorado.
Hi, Ann. How are you?
Good. Great to hear all your stories. And I haven't had a vision like that with Michael, but I've always been very attached with him and close with him. And today, I've been thinking a lot about my friend Paul. If there are any messages, it was a friend who passed when we were in high school, but he's always been close to me since then.
Okay, sure. Let's see. Let me just see if I can connect in with Paul. Okay. Now, I do, as I'm just kind of tuning in and working here a little bit, I feel like Paul here, he almost comes through as a bit of a loner to me. So I feel like when he was here, I feel a very close relationship with you two, but I almost feel like he liked his alone time, or he liked to spend alone time, or he was a bit of a loner. He keeps showing me a lot of books, so I'm not sure if he was an avid reader or he collected books or things like this, but he keeps showing me a lot of these books and things like this, and I almost feel like someone would have kept these even after his passing. I also just kind of feel with him too. Now, did he have a sister, do you know?
No, he didn't.
Okay, he's referring to a woman and, hold on a sec, and I know, I feel like it's someone else other than you, and I don't know if it would be his mom or not, but I feel like there's a very close connection to someone here within his family still.
Yeah,
but
now, he and his mom were the only people in his family.
Okay, yeah, he's talking about his mom having a very close connection with a lady here, a woman here. Now, would you understand with his personality, with how he was he kind of shy or kind of quiet to himself when he was living?
No, he was very extroverted, and he was like the popular athlete in high school.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, I don't know if I might not be with him, because there is a gentleman with you that I'm connecting with, and I got to stay with the evidence and what I'm picking up, and I don't want to make it fit for that gentleman if it's not him. But what I do have here, and the way that he's coming in, is that it's a very shy, quiet person, and he's connected with your mom. And I also feel there's a sense of collecting of books or having books of his still. So would your mom's dad be passed? Your grandfather?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
And my mom's
dad. Okay. And would you know of a Ron or a Rob or a Robbie? Okay.
Yeah, that's connected to my mom's dad.
Okay. And he's also passed?
Yeah, that's the same person.
Oh, the same person. Okay. So this is who I have coming forward for you today. I'm sorry. I don't know if I have your friend here, but this gentleman wants to say hello. I know he wants to recognize a birthday coming up or just passed. There's something about a celebration, too, he wants to give. And he wants to thank your mom for the flowers. So I get a sense of either planting flowers for him or recognizing him in some way. There seems to be some sort of celebration anniversary that I feel like I want to recognize, either for your mom or for him. Would you know about this?
Not for April. No, I can't think of.
Okay. Yeah, it could be. It could be either March or May. It's not the summer and it's not winter. Something around here. So some sort of celebration thing he wants to bring up. And I just feel, too, here, there's one other thing that he wants to talk about here. He keeps showing me a gold necklace piece, and I don't know if it's a cross or there's like a crucifix necklace piece of his that was saved and kept, but he is showing me this, too. And I feel like your mom would have a ring of his and a necklace piece of his. So I don't know if you could check on that or if you would know anything about that. But he's kind of just showing me some, like, random bits and pieces of things I felt like he wore or he had, and I felt like was kind of held on to, as well as his collection of these books. Now, there's one other thing he's showing me, too. There's some connection to war or to military, and I don't know if these books are on the military or the war or if he was in the military.
Yeah.
But
he was in the military, and we have I don't have it, but my brother has medals of his.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I do feel like there was items of his and things of his that were kept and saved that he's kind of just showing me. I feel like this man very kind. I just get this very loving feeling from him, and I feel like he just wants to say hello to you and to your mom today. So that's who's kind of coming forward today. And just remember the celebration anniversary thing. I get that pretty strongly of something coming up soon or just passed. So I'll leave his love with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell me more about Michael, how I could connect more with Archangel Michael or what his messages are for me?
Sure. So what I tell people when it comes to spirit guides, don't make it too complicated or overcomplicate the process, because it's a very, very simple process. We as humans just tend to make things harder than what they need to be, unfortunately, but that's okay.
Yeah.
What I have found in my own personal life, what's been really helpful, is to go out in nature and to get outside and to remove distractions, whether it be your phone, social media, anything like that, and get in the silence with yourself and tune in that way. I know in my own life that's it's been really, really helpful when I do that. So I would suggest to just find a quiet place, whether it is out in nature or in your home, and set time aside for that and just ask. Ask any questions that you have and be open to getting them. Sometimes we get answers right away. Other times it doesn't happen right away. And answers can come in different forms from different people, different situations. You can get an impression intuitively. You may hear a message come in. Sometimes those happen right away. Sometimes it takes time. So have a more detached expectation with messages, because sometimes they don't come right away. And sometimes that's what we need. Other times it does happen right away. But overall, just find time to be in the quiet and get a question or write down something that you have a question about and call them in too. Mm.
Great. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank
you're
you,
welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling in. And we have a lot of callers, so let's see what we can. Let's go to 504 next. 504, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Debbie from Louisiana.
Hey, Debbie. How are you?
Great. I would kind of like a message as well.
Okay.
So what type of message is it? Like psychic or mediumship? Sorry, Mike. I just needed to get some clarity from her.
I would whichever one comes through, I'm good with.
Okay, so Mike, you getting anything for her?
Yeah, let me just see. Let me tune in quick. Okay. So I feel like I need to start off psychically with you. Do you have any? There's something coming up about. I'm getting something to do with work situation with you and a sense of, I don't know if you feel unfulfilled or you're kind of looking to do something more fulfilling. And I don't want to put it in like a rigid box of like career work. I kind of get this sense of just in general. Does this make sense?
Yeah, very much
okay.
so.
But are you also having some difficulties with your current work situation too?
Yes, okay. I'm not working there right now.
Okay. I really get a sense of, I almost feel like there's some coworkers that you're not getting along with. It's almost like the energy or like the vibe is off completely.
Yeah.
And I have to say to you too, that you're a very, very kind. And I have to say like, and don't take this the wrong way, but I feel at times you could be a little too much of a people pleaser in some sense.
Yep.
So there's this really strong message for you today to take care of yourself, fill your own cup up first in some sense, and do the things you want to do. I feel like you're really kind of – you're dispensing with so much of your energy with other people or things that it's kind of draining you. And I feel like this has to somehow tied in with your work. And I don't feel like I really trust these people with your work totally, like
100%. They were lying.
Okay. Yeah. I don't get a feeling you should stay there at all. So I do feel like there's this opportunity that you have in your life right now to start to look for something more fulfilling, more meaningful. And although I feel like you perhaps may feel a little bit lost in that area, this is a great time and a great opportunity to embark on something new. Now, I just want to go a little bit deeper with that, if you don't mind, because there is some things kind of coming in. I do get a sense of you working with people and helping people in some way, and I feel like more interactive than what your current job was. And I really get a feeling of there's a lot of green energy around you. So when I see green around people, it means that they're either like a natural like healer or work in the medical field or have some sort of healing calling in some sense. And that could be in different ways. I don't know why. I'm seeing something about social work or social welfare. And then I'm also seeing, like, working with children or kids and families.
Okay.
Have you ever done anything like that?
More on, like, an energy level than, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So have you done healings for people, like Reiki and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm picking up then. Because I'm seeing the healing aspect of you, and I'm getting that. Now, I feel hold on one sec. Let's just see what's coming in here. I do get a sense of that you're going to find a new job opportunity. I do get a sense of that it's going to help you with your financial situation and your finances. But I also get a sense of bringing in that Reiki kind of practice or doing that sort of thing a little bit more and kind of growing into that more and seeing where that takes you. That is what's kind of coming in. So does this make sense for you?
Yeah. I also thought about writing a bit. A friend just gave me like a little bit of money if I would write her story, but you know, it makes me nervous, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what's that here. I don't get, so when I get the sense of, I don't get either do it or not do it. So that one's going to be up to you entirely.
Okay.
There's no right or wrong. So I may have to tell you, don't feel guilty about not feeling comfortable with doing it. Maybe that person needs to learn more about writing or has to learn of themselves how to do that thing. If there isn't like kind of like an openness with you or feeling really wanting to do that, you're probably not going to do the best that you can anyways. So
it's just the subject matter.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe,
like
maybe pass it off
financial.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I kind of get that feeling a little bit that you're probably not fully on board with it. So you're probably not going to do the best you can do. So I wouldn't then. That would be my suggestion.
The place that I am not working right now, I thought about writing a letter to up above the level that they were at to kind of let them know what was going on in that environment,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if I'm wasting my time or will they, you know, it would just be energy coming at me that I don't want.
Yeah,
you know?
I get an immediate no. Not to do that.
Okay.
As soon as you started talking, I got no. I feel as if I feel what I'm getting is it won't be taken seriously.
And they're vengeful, kind of.
And I get a sense of they're looking. I get a feeling of they're looking to fill a position more than trying to hold on to someone.
It's true.
So,
that's true.
Okay, that's what I get. So it probably would be a waste of time and energy, and it might make you more frustrated. I feel that there's a lot of drama and politics going on in that sort of area with your work, and I just feel that do the best you can not to get involved with it too much. And I really do get a sense of an opening of a new work situation for you this year yet. I almost feel towards fall or coming into fall, like September. That's kind of coming in. So I do see you being okay financially in within the next few months. I think it's going to take the summer to find something, but I do see something happening and coming together. It'll be very black and white within the next couple of months.
Okay. Yeah. I've been having a feeling of sadness. That's why I left it open, you know, because I didn't know where the sadness comes from. You know, it could be just the lost feeling.
Yeah. I really feel as far as your current situation, I feel like your work has a lot to do with things. So it might be just that the feeling of not of acceptance with the work and those people. But I just don't feel like those people are of best interest for you and have the best interest for you.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, thank
Can
you so much,
I have
Debbie.
Your name
Would
and
you...
number?
I think Shelly's going to have that at the end. I don't know. Shelly,
yeah,
do you?
Well, Hang in there, Debbie, because we're going to have Mike give all of his information towards the end. But we want to be respectful and try to get to it. He is amazing. But we want to get to as many people as we
can.
Right, thank you so much, Debbie. All right.
Okay.
All right. Moving on. 440, you're next. 440. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Yellow, 440.
440, yes, hi, my name is Princess. And
hi, Princess.
Hi. I guess I can just start with the gift itself. Pretty much, I just want to grow and expand, so when I'm meditating, that's what I've been leaning towards, like asking to be more, because I'm not afraid. That's pretty much it. I speak to my spirit guides and the angels assigned to me and the ancestors all the time. Just, you know, it's kind of just natural to just talk to them and acknowledge them. So I just want more expansion with that, I would say.
Okay, so now do you have a question about mediumship or about what in particular do you have a question about within the gifts of spirituality and all of that?
One of my questions has been a question for a long time. Since the way how open I am with it, I can like see the forest and I can see the people, the spirits that have crossed over, and I can see long lines, like they're in a line, but they are talking to each other, and I can feel myself there, but they are not up. They not like coming to speak to me.
Yeah.
Like
okay. Let me just see here. Now, I get a sense here as you're speaking that either your mom or grandmother was also very intuitive or psychic. Do you know this?
You know what? My grandmother, my mother's mom, I never met her. She passed away before born. But I did have a dream where we was sitting on her back porch, and her back porch had a pond in it, and there were these doves swimming in her backyard. Now, I was sitting next to her, and we were talking, and she was just kind of encouraging me and helping me go through a divorce. But I seen her face, but she was calming for me, and she was just helping me get through it.
Yeah, so your grandmother, I get a sense of very psychic and intuitive. I feel like if she was living today and she practiced it, she would be doing readings for people. I do get a sense of you also are very open, from what you said and just tuning in with you too, that if you want to use these gifts, you can. But I think what your next step is, if you want to pursue that in whatever way you want to, there's no really right or wrong with how you want to go about it. But I think the best thing that you could do is learn from a teacher or take a course or a class on someone who's reputable or someone that's trustworthy within the industry and learn about your gifts, your psychic gifts or mediumship gifts and see where that takes you. Now, I know, too, that when people embark on that path of mediumship or psychic stuff, sometimes it's to help them open up spiritually. And this, it may take them in different areas in life. It may not take them to be a medium per se. It may be something else, but I get a feeling of for you to start learning about it and trusting that and see kind of where it goes. I mean, you've obviously had some experiences with spirit in whatever way. It doesn't really matter that much, but I get a feeling of take some classes, read books on it, and learn about it a little bit more and just see where that kind of goes. I don't know. I don't want to go too far down the line for you because I think it's best right now to focus where you are and kind of explore it more. I feel like you're in a very explorative phase in your life with this. There's a lot of different directions you can go into, but I think you should pick something and kind of learn about it. And I do get a sense of your grandmother being very psychic. So maybe go down that route.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything
you're
about...
Very...
Thank you, Princess. Well, we want to give time for maybe one more person. But if you hang in with us, because if you do want to book a session with Mike, he's going to share all that information towards the end so that you can have an even deeper conversation with him. Thank you so much, Princess, for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see where we are. 8:05. 8:05, you're next. You're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
This is Miley from Ventura, California.
Hi, Miley. How are you?
Hi, Shelley. Thank you very much for your podcast. I learned so much with all the guests you have on top of you giving me more and more information. I really enjoy it very much.
Awesome. So what question do you have?
I actually wanted to say something to your guest because he had was talking to not that princess lady, but the lady before her, and I felt like he was talking to me. It was blowing me away. I was like, okay, that's a reminder. Okay, that's a reminder. And it was like, okay, I have to be listening to this because these are questions I've been asking about career choices, which you and I have talked about, and it's kind of funny because he mentioned the same thing to that lady that I felt like it was also for me.
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
About her career choice and going instead of staying where she's at and how she's always a people pleaser. I'm like, yeah, that's me too. It's like,
yeah,
I'm
curious, Mike. What information would you have for Miley as you tune into her psychically about her career choice?
I feel when she's speaking, when I'm tuning in with her, that I do feel she's a little bit further along than that guest. And I feel that it's time to make a decision. And I almost get a sense of like, it's almost a sense of prolonging a decision for a little bit too long. So I don't know where that lies with you, if it's with work or not, but I do feel as if it's coming to that point now where you've had time. I don't know if you need to contemplate a little bit harder or you need to do a little bit more research, but I feel like time is of the essence and I feel like it's time to make that decision you've been contemplating. Does this make sense?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'm trying to make a choice in changing. It's career field, but instead of it being with adults, more with children now. That's what made
okay.
me laugh. Yeah.
And you've been thinking about working more with children, you're saying?
Yes, because I've had a lot, the last 2 years have been super difficult with a lot of deaths of my elderly patients that it's taking a toll on me.
Okay. Okay.
So I feel like I need to be around children to get to, they just make me happy inside.
Sure. Yeah. I think that what I'm picking up for you psychically is that make that decision sooner rather than later. And I think once you really commit to that, you're going to feel better. You're not going to feel anxious or anxiety as much as what you're feeling right now. I do feel a little bit of a nervous tension. And I think once you commit and make this decision that you're going to feel better. I get a sense of calmness and of clarity. And you'll have direction now because you really do have two options. Either you kind of stay with what you're doing or you move on to what you feel pulled to do, which is working with children and doing that sort of thing. I feel like it's not only going to help them, but it's also going to help you too in some ways. I feel a sense of more fulfillment and of making that switch there, maybe a little bit of identity shift. That might be a little bit difficult in some ways, but just allow yourself to be guided. I mean, you're talking with me today for a reason, so I'm here to help you kind of make that switch because I do feel like it's been some time now that you've been contemplating it. And it's time to make that decision and go forward with it. And I think your life will feel more grounded in a lot of ways.
Okay. Do you see a move out of the state that I'm in?
Let me just see here. I feel here, I feel there's a potential. I don't know why I'm seeing Texas. Have you ever thought about Texas in any way, Austin, Texas?
No, but I keep getting Instagram messages for Texas, and I don't know why either.
I'm seeing something
in
Texas.
I know nobody in Texas. Okay.
Yeah. I feel here that it's not the right time. It's not the right time to pick up and move. I feel that down the road you'll have more clarity on where that's going to be. I get a sense of that if you do decide to move, that Texas would be a good choice in a couple of years. But I think right now for you, it's to kind of get your life in a direction moving towards where you want to be going, and then allow that move to happen naturally. Yeah, I do see Texas. I don't think that's going to happen soon. I think it's going to be some time yet because there's other work that you got to do right now. I don't feel as if being of huge importance for you.
Okay.
But I will give you what I'm getting, and that's what I'm getting. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Miley.
Thank you.
All right. Shelley,
you're
down
day.
To the last minute with another show behind you.
All right. So, Mike, let everyone know how they can find you.
Yeah, so you can find me at mikepozorski.com. It's my last name is P-O-Z-O-R-S-K-I, so mikepozorski.com. I also have a little coupon for everyone. If you want to schedule, you can get 10% off, and that's medium10, so all caps, medium10, and you can get a 10% off reading with me if you want a book. I do pretty much what I did here today. I did some psychic and some mediumship, so that's the focus of my work.
Amazing. Thank you, Mike. We so appreciate you. I know that the audience loved it. And then, again, you book with Mike and use that 10% off, and you can reach me across all platforms at Medium Shelley Sanders. Thanks so much again, Mike, and enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.